This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Fucking hell, who's been sat in? Have you been sat in this chair?
Yeah, deaf.
Fucking headphones are so loud.
Deaf. Dan Walker did a Paul Ansell's TV interview in the Nicola Bully case, and now he's been knocked off his bike.
You're being serious. People are linking that shit, are they?
Oh, they've gone mental. Yeah. They've gone even more mental.
It's the world for you these days, isn't it,
it's
Peter?
It's good stuff, isn't it?
It is good stuff.
I like it. I like it.
All right, so should we start off with the fact that Nelson the Seal, who we discussed on Monday's show, has died after the British Divers Marine Life Rescue shot the animal with a tranquilizer gun in an attempted rescue. Killed him.
Would it be fair to say that not intervening there would have been the best thing in this situation?
How strong is that tranquilizer? It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Big lad, won't he? Probably take it.
How do you know he's not still tranquilized? What's your cutoff?
Yeah. Give him two. You've brought the tranquilizer blunderbuss.
Don't laugh at a dead seal.
I will.
No, you shouldn't.
I will. I'll laugh. Ha ha ha.
That's the only aquatic mammal. Are they mammals? I think they are. Yeah, they must be. They don't lay eggs, are they? Imagine a seal laying an egg. It's the only aquatic mammal.
You're disgusting.
They're protected.
Smell of fish.
They're protected under the Environmental Health
Your face
Act.
Has gone
no,
funny.
Environmental Health Act. Right. You can't even criticise a seal.
Yeah.
Because otherwise the pen pushers down at Environmental City
the
Hall. They'll have your badge and gun,
seal,
mate.
The seal. Well, seal. Seals be upset about it.
What must people think if they're listening to this episode for the first time? This is the very first show.
I think they probably think that we are guys who are obsessed with seals and aquatic
friends. But
we're
never going to survive unless...
It's the Luke Beach Show. I'm Pete Dawson, John by Luke Moore.
Hello.
Got a bead on.
Did the...
Got a bead on.
You have actually.
Got
a bead you've on. Had you, but you had your armpit sweat...
It's a long time ago. It's a long time ago.
Wait, it wears off.
Yeah, they come back. They can't be denied mine. Unlike the
like Jason
Voorhees
in front of
loser
the
seal that just lost its life after a bit of just dropping a quick soma, and so now he can't.
So you basically just tranquilised your sweat glands under your arms, and now they've come
it's come back.
Again.
Yeah, exactly.
So I want to talk about your health generally, if you don't mind.
Okay.
But let's start off by talking about the fact that you've got a bead on.
Got a bead on.
You rode a bike to...
Got on a Lime bike. I rode all the way to Holloway. Sons Battery. There's no battery on it, but they still let me on there, which is actually quite refreshing because some of the bikes don't let you on there if there's no battery running, which is just stupid. Just let me ride analog, baby.
I cannot.
I remember
'70s. No, you don't.
No, I don't.
I cannot.
I remember '70s night. Born in the '90s.
Yeah, I cannot tell you how. Well, that was just the '90s, wasn't it? So I cannot tell you how much I'm into Lime bikes now.
Yeah, I'm a big Lime boy.
I'm already a Prime member.
I don't understand why you Lime Prime.
£8 a month.
You got a Lime from your house in southwest London and you Lime biked all the way up to Russell Square.
It's SE27.
Right, okay.
So southeast, really.
It is. What'd I say? Oh, southeast, right.
And I actually rode to Warren Street.
Warren Street.
Which is a particular
point. Why stop there?
Particular point of geography.
Why not come all the way to Highbury?
Our international listeners won't know about. Well, I'll tell you why, actually. You want to know why?
I'll tell you why.
I probably ride Lime
hard. Put it away wet.
I ride dirty. I ride dirty, baby. I probably ride a Lime bike on average, as in separate journeys,
right?
15 times a week.
Too much citrus.
It is, actually.
Too much.
You won't catch me with scurvy, baby. And the reason I rode from home to Warren Street today is because on my journey in from South London up to North London, where the studio is, there are several opportunities to get off and get on another form of transport, i.e. the tube.
Yeah.
Right,
you just wheelie on straight past them, baby.
Brixton,
yeah,
went past it today.
Beautiful Victoria Line. You would have been up to Highbury in seconds.
It's actually 19 minutes.
That's
and
right.
It's where everyone gets on.
It's an artery.
Yeah, Vauxhall again. Mm. Not really that much further north. Victoria, too busy for me. Thank you very much on the Monday morning.
Mm. Yeah, you don't need that.
Warren Street. I could have pushed on all the way through to Highbury, but I thought Warren Street is north of Oxford Circus, which is normally where everything goes on. So I'd be fine. And I was actually fine strapping a tube and straight up.
Nice.
It's only 4 minutes from Warren Street.
Okay.
Nice little breather. Guess what I did when I got out of Highbury and Islington Station?
Stick back.
Got on a Lime bike, baby. Rode to the office.
Just ride it down the tracks.
Just a little breather.
Ride it down the tracks of the tube.
Go again. Yeah, I should have. Like it was some post-apocalyptic like video game in the Amiga.
Yeah, post those, you know, like postal tubes, what they're called. You know, those little kind of like train systems that the postmen and postwomen use.
What's happening?
They used to, in the 70s, I think, there was an underground...
Pete Rory's brought me a cup of tea. Have you brought Pete a cup of tea, Rory? He's an asshole.
Can I have one of those drinks that shall not be mentioned that I left out there? It's out there.
There you go.
Could you not... There's an underground postal train system. Thank you. Postal train system that is delicious. Sorry, not delicious.
That's just your mind making you speak. That is delicious.
Rory gave me a drink and I said delicious. Oh,
that's
dear.
That's so good. That is so good.
Oh, fuck.
So there's an underground postal system.
There's an underground postal system that you could have fucking popped a wheelie down.
Yeah. I love it. Let me tell you about a Lime bike encounter I had at the weekend.
Okay.
Very quickly.
Do you want my quick one on the way down the hallway?
You go for it.
Man stops me. He goes, "Hey, brother." I went, "Hello." Oh, we've got Holloway in.
Oh,
Holloway
shit,
in. You know what? I used to live there. It's Holloway, baby.
He said that to everyone.
He went, "I've just been walking down the street thinking I'm really cold and need a jacket. You haven't got any jacket on." I mean, I was huffing and puffing on a Lime bike.
Yeah.
I said, "From the north."
Did you?
Yeah.
And
he just let me go on my way. He didn't need to stop me to do that.
More relaxing when you're on a bike, isn't it?
Exactly.
Because you can just get away.
I'm giving it the big licks. I'm so chatty.
So I went for a run on Sunday morning, and I thought to myself, if I just run for half an hour, that'll be a good bit of exercise for the day.
Yeah.
And I ran for half an hour, and I was about another half an hour from running home, basically, obviously, because I was half an hour away. I thought, I can't run back. Too tired.
Too tired.
So I sat on the bench watching the Sunday League football match at the field, in the park. I thought, I know what I'll do.
I'll join in.
I'll get a lot. Yeah. They were like, "Granddad, fuck off." I thought, I'll run a Lime back home.
You know,
easy, right? I've got my phone with me. Just scan it in. Off I go. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Found a Lime bike. Only because by this point I was in Dulwich Village. Very posh. They don't probably like you dropping Lime bikes and leaving them there. So there wasn't many around.
In that big girls' school. Or boys' school. Boys and girls' school. Did it start as a girls' school and then boys' school?
For the record, I was nowhere near the girls' school.
And your Lime bike.
And it was a Sunday.
Carrier bag hanging off your handlebar.
In my Mac.
In your Mac.
And I found one Lime bike available.
Mm.
And I thought, right, I'll walk to that Lime bike. Walked over there. Got about 50 metres away.
Yeah.
See a young kid. He's lining up as well. And he's ahead of me.
Right, okay.
I would have liked to have seen a bit of respect paid to elders.
Yeah.
And him to say, "Would you like the Lime bike?
Would you like the Lime bike?"
He was a posh kid.
Yeah.
He'd obviously been impeccably brought up.
Right.
Publicly school educated.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to have thought, if it went on form,
yeah,
he would have said, terribly sorry, old chap. You are clearly my elder.
Yeah.
Do you need to get anywhere quickly?
Yeah.
You're welcome to take this line bike.
I would have run on and kicked the spokes off.
He just dumped his bag straight in the basket,
yes,
jumped on it as quick as he could.
Thank you.
But he looked at me as if to say, I know you wanted this line bike, but I just needed it more. And yeah, I like to think that I looked at him back and said to him, with my look
good
back
lad,
to him,
good lad,
it's good to see a younger generation enjoying a line bike. Go and enjoy yourself, son.
I
walked home.
I've got two stories from having a line bike about half an hour ago.
It's really fertile content.
Content machines, like the spokes are the content that produce the content.
Mm.
The chain,
yeah,
is the chain in the machine that produces the content.
It's quite tortured, this, isn't it?
Everything about this show is tortured. I tootled up to my mate's house to go and pick up my laptop, and I left my coat in the front basket, and I completely forgot.
Oh shit!
It was on a lot of dirty sandwiches someone had left as well. So
yeah.
I'm a loser either way. Went up, came straight back down the lift 10 floors, and then my bag's nowhere to be seen. I was like, oh no! A, I've forgotten to stop it, and B, I've forgotten to take my coat out. And it's gone. And someone's
Are you being
nicked
serious?
It. And someone's nicked off with it.
So now someone's still riding on your dollar right now, probably.
No, because as I stopped it basically.
Yeah.
As I was coming down, I was like, shit, I forgot to stop my ride. I stopped the ride and I stopped it. And it looks like the guy had got halfway across.
Straight over the handlebars.
He'd kind of got straight off across the way. And I was like, I wonder if that line bike's the one I just had. And then I ran over and it wasn't. My coat was in the front. So he didn't steal my coat, but he stole away with 30 pence of my ride time.
You should have. Yeah, always stop it because if you're a Lion Prime member, you don't have to pay unlocking fees.
But it said, take a picture, and I just took a picture of a lift. That was it.
Oh, it doesn't.
It doesn't use any fancy AI to figure out if it's a bike or not.
I got a warning the other day for parking mine in a hurry.
In a red zone.
I was going to meet Sam Smith. You know, Sam, obviously Sam. I'm going to meet him for dinner.
A singer, yeah?
No, not
yeah.
that Sam. It was the other Sam Smith who used to work with us, and I was running late, and so I just left it, and it was like, sent me an email saying, don't do that again. I'll give you a big fine, and you might
big
be banned from the app. I'm not going to be banned from the
app. Banned from the app?
Not the amount.
Why would they ban you from the app? If you're using Linebite, if
not
you're
the
a
amount of rides I'm fucking giving
if you're a Lime Prime member. It's like I was in Pets at Home a couple of years ago, and I was just feeding Lola food out of the little bins, just handing it
so
out.
So you're stealing?
She was eating it. I wasn't eating it. Still in, at that point, still in the shop.
At best,
inside my dog.
At best, you're right. Did you make that point? Legal loophole.
Well, like Sarah was like, oh, stop doing that. That's literally shoplifting. I was like, we're spending like nearly 150 quid a day.
That's not how shops are, though, is it?
No.
If I go
they
and buy a car.
They don't look at the big picture, do they?
If I go buy a car for 30 grand, I don't get another cheaper car for free. That's what I'm paying for this one.
Well, I mean, you should do. But
at,
I'm just saying.
At least
yeah.
you're aiding and abetting theft there. And the dog probably can't be held legally accountable. So it's going to fall to you, baby.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah.
Speaking of dogs, because I don't know if people are that interested in line bikes. Speaking of dogs, but they are interested in dogs.
Are they?
You've got a new dog.
We do. We've
it's
been
so to, good. It's such good news.
We've been to look at a dog.
Press a button on that thing to make a fanfare sound. Because it's... Oh, shit, it's broken. Anyway, I'll do
broken.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Row, row, row.
Nice, I like that.
New dog.
Yeah,
tell
new
us about
dog.
It.
Little dog. Little baby Border Terrier. How old? It is a 8 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks.
So you get it like? Do you get it at 10 weeks or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. We couldn't do a rescue for various reasons. I won't go into now, but we had to have a pup. So we are now we're going to be picking up pup in about a week's time.
So exciting!
It's going to be brilliant because like it was like my day was went to a car boot, bought an Amstrad emailer. More on that later, no doubt.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Ate yesterday's curry, went to go and play football, ran the line for half the line, then starred at right back for about 10 minutes in a 3-2 win. We'd play next to hashtag United's youth side.
All right.
They're right. Proper footballers.
Yeah. Was this in Southend?
Close. Canary Island.
Yeah, they play. That's where they play, yeah.
Down, and then we had, we went to look at a dog, which is great. Met a dog. I saw a horse, stroked a horse's nose, and then had a roast dinner.
What a great
and
day.
And then watched a bit of telly. I watched that 100 TV show you were talking
Physical
about.
Physical 100 is good,
Physical
right?
Physical 100. We only watched the first one with the hanging off stuff.
It's great.
Yeah. I like
it's
that
really
guy
good.
who's the ex-MMA judo guy who's like looks really cool.
Looks like Tony Stark.
Yes.
Chung Sun Hook. Yeah, he's brilliant. He's brilliant. The show gets better and better.
Yeah.
It starts the way they plan the kind of, I think they call them quests.
Mm.
It's really clever. It's really interesting.
But they're like really sort of like these powerful people. And it, I don't know why they're, I don't know why they're charming because they're Korean, not British or American. But you just know there's something about seeing like a muscular people talking about muscular people going, whoa, look at that. Like if they were doing it with an English accent, you'd be like,
get over yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Great stuff. Very enjoyable.
The way they do it, which is interesting, is that, so for those of you who haven't heard this show, Physical 100, it's on Netflix. I believe it's on Netflix in the US as well, if you're listening from that fair country.
Mm.
And the what they do is they've got the 100, they said 100 best athletes, male and female, in Korea, mm. and they put them against each other and see who the best is. And but Pete, the clever thing as we move through the series is that they start to get them into teams.
Right.
And then they break the teams up and move the teams around mm. and then go, oh, now you've got to do something on your own and all the rest of it. So like, it's actually very, kind of manipulative with
right.
with the viewer, because you start cheering on for certain people and then it, you know, it's really good.
It's great how you've already got like your kind of favourites, and I would say that like it started, you had to hang on to this thing and I thought, well, that's going to just absolutely destroy all the big people, isn't it, because they're too heavy,
power to weight ratio,
yeah, but they just, it was just for a commendation or something. It was to get what did they get?
So it meant if you were one of the 50 that stayed on longest,
yeah,
you got to choose who your opponent was in the next one.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That is quite useful.
The best moment of that was when they literally hundreds of them had to hang off a scaffold
mm.
for as long as they could, and that was basically it.
Yeah.
And you have never seen a happier man than the fucking Olympic gymnast. He was there going like probably 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Because
he had a sort of technique where he was sort of like, he'd sort of push himself right over and he'd mash himself between two. And you could go any way, I think.
Yeah.
Apart from feeding yourself through the thing and folding yourself in your midriff. I imagine that would be frowned upon.
Yeah, I think it probably
was. You've got to use your arms.
Yeah, I think it probably
right,
was.
Yeah.
And I think for me, after a couple of seconds, falling into that beautiful swimming pool looked quite nice. I probably would have been like, yeah.
It looked nice and warm, didn't it? I only don't like that German-Korean man.
Oh, Dustin Nippert.
Dustin Nippert. The baseball guy. No.
Oh,
he's
the
American.
Other guy. Oh, the other guy.
Yeah, the German bloke who's a bit of an influencer kind of bloke.
It's absolutely accurate to say that I could do that for less than a second.
You know you could. Yes, you could. I mean, No, you couldn't. What? You could do it for longer than that.
Anyway,
sort of jam your arms or
Physical 100 is very good. It's worth.
After a while, I'd be worried that if I'm hanging on for too long, I might damage my arm or pull my arm out, and I might not be able to continue with
No spoilers, but injuries do become a factor.
Do they?
Later in the series, later in the run. Peter, before we go for a break, I want to applaud and thank our friend Al.
Hi, Al.
Who put this. He put this story in our bloody inbox, in our Twitter box.
Mm.
I'm just going to read it to you.
Okay.
2,000-year-old dildo found at Roman Fort in Northumberland in 1992. It's been reassessed by archaeologists. They thought it was a darning tool. They now are absolutely convinced it's a Roman sex toy.
Yeah, and it was found under your mum's bed. Ha ha.
Your mum is 2,000 years old. What do you think about that, Peter?
I don't know. Let's have a look at it. Let's have a look at a little chat.
So archaeologists believe they may have found the only life-size Roman dildo known, discovered in a ditch in what were the farthest northern fringes of the empire. It was not, if it was not used as a sexual implement,
I'll eat my dildo, he says, a scientist.
Then the 2,000-year-old object may have been an erect penis-shaped pestle.
So it's like a kind of like when you go on to Torremolinos, you get like a little bottle opener to the shape of a penis.
Yeah.
They were making basically a pestle that looked like a wanger.
Good news for those of us who can never remember which one's a pestle and which one's the mortar.
Mm.
Now I'll always know. Or it could have been a feature of a statue that people touched for good luck. I'd like to think it's a dildo, personally.
It looks like the end of a banister, and it was found in Northumberland in 1992. It's good.
I mean, that bit isn't like the end of a banister. What are you talking about? It's like a cock.
No, it looks like the end of a. You know, if you turn that cock around and the cock's pointing down, if there's like there's a ball on the top, that would make a banister, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
yeah. What does your house look like?
It's really just falafels.
How is your house, by the way?
It's fine. Everything's tickety boo. I've got a real problem with green algae kind of growth on my back patio. I'm gonna have to sort of I've used some kind of chemicals to get rid of some of it. I just need just a pin in the bum.
Green growth on your back patio.
Green growth on my back patio. I'm getting on that edge.
It sounds like it. When I was in Pompeii, well, you weren't there because you were too hungover.
Went later, still there.
Yeah, you did actually, yeah. You said to
me, it's gotten better because more of it's been revealed.
You texted saying, you're not coming to Pompeii because you've got a hangover and it's not going to go anywhere. So you've got another time.
I didn't. I just couldn't get to sleep. I don't know. I had jet lag for the 1 hour difference.
Yeah, right.
2 hour difference.
Well, I think we all know why you couldn't get to sleep. And on one of the
You make that sound like it's drug related?
No.
You made that sound
espresso
drug
related. Martinis.
Yeah.
And why red do, vodka
why
Red
do,
Bulls.
Why do I do that to myself?
And now, before you know it, you're wearing a heart monitor and you're labelled a prat. How is your heart monitor?
I don't know, still there. They gave me it on, I wasn't very well, just having palpitations. Everyone has palpitations, I understand that, it's completely normal, but they don't usually pass out after one of them. So during the ramble, going quiet halfway through the ramble.
There's no joke to
this. Marcus, I got to go home, I'm not feeling very well.
There's no joke to this, but I mean, for those of us who were terrified about you almost drowning were also equally terrified to hear about this.
Maybe I just need to live in the sky. I've tried sea, I've tried land, can't do either thing, so...
Yeah. What other elements? You could live in the... Sleep now in the fire. As Richard Machu says.
Peter looks so much better now he lives in the fire.
Yeah.
So more portable.
Can I just tell a quick story about this heart monitor? Because I wasn't there when you had the heart problem. You went to the doctor.
I don't think I have a heart problem, I'm just trying to figure out what it is. The cardiologist... The person in... I tried to go to the doctor.
Don't take it personally.
Wouldn't let me go. I would usually just go to a doctor and he'd sort it out or she'd sort it out. But then I went, I couldn't see the doctor. They said, it's a heart. Go and see the emergency room. So I had to sit in triage for so many hours. And then they referred me to a cardiologist.
Right. And then I told you where to go and you didn't and you refused to.
Yeah, but I tried ringing them, but they didn't have anything from later on. And my heart... could have just stopped.
That is true, actually. Literally every second counted.
Exactly. And
let me tell the story just very
it's
briefly.
It's like Jason Statham's film Crank. I had a jerk off or something. Did he have a jerk?
Didn't his heartbeat have to go over, say over a certain amount?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's a really good idea for a film, by the way.
It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but it's a really good idea for a film. Mm. So Pete's in his very own version of Crank, if you like.
Yeah.
And I heard this story that you had this problem and you had to go home and you're getting stuff sorted out. So I checked on how you were and you said you're okay and you're getting this heart monitor. Fast forward 48 hours, I checked in on you again, and you had taken apart the heart monitor while it was attached to your chest. And I said to you, you shouldn't be doing that.
I was looking in the back of it, see where the batteries went.
And I thought to myself, actually, do you know who I blame? I blame the doctor for giving you that, because you can't change the nature of a man.
Well,
can't change the essence of a man.
The thing is, I've covered it in black pen. Because you've got to take
gaffer tape by the look of it.
Yeah, well, you got that was just falling off. But you've got to take the you got to take it up and put it back on again. Put these little kind of those little press stud things, the electrodes, effectively.
Yeah.
You got to put on your skin, and I couldn't get it. Oh god, oh shit, that is a problem. That is an
issue.
Don't
keep pulling it apart. It's a heart monitor for a reason.
It's never done that before.
Now put it back.
Ooh.
Put it back.
All right.
The readings they're going to get are going to be unhelpful. And you're not going to be back where you started, aren't you? You're going to be back where you started.
I've never done that, but it's just two little batteries, two little babbers. Yeah.
Ah, it's worth it. So you're committing to
my
the,
look and picture. Yeah, yeah. So the batteries found inside my heart monitor were just little what do you call them? Ear things. Hearing aid batteries. Yeah, a little bit.
We both had heart monitors now. Yeah, that's the kind.
Yours seemed sexier than mine. Was yours like that?
No.
It was smaller, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was better, wasn't
it? But not as small as I wanted it to be, but it was smaller. And it was horrific taking it off because I didn't shave my chest before they put it on. So it was basically like a scene in 40-year-old Virgin.
Yeah.
Although the only difference being I was 42.
Don't get old, guys.
No.
You worry
it's
about your
absolutely
art.
Absolutely fucking sucks is what it does. Anyway, let's have a quick break, Peter.
But we're fine. We're broadly fine.
Yeah, we'll be okay. We'll probably make it to the end of this show, at least. Yeah. Let's have a quick break. When we come back, we'll do a couple more bits. We'll also do people's batteries as well. So that's something to look forward to.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
We're back with Luke and Pete Shaw, and as revealed, inside my heart monitor, just some normal Commoner Garden batteries.
Yeah.
So there we go.
You said hearing aid batteries.
Yeah, hearing aid batteries, yeah, Commoner Garden ones.
I thought they were the same as a watch battery.
Yes, I believe they are. Just a little larger.
Okay, cool. Mm. Right, okay, cool. Batteries, let's do it.
Yeah, all right. Hello to Richard. He's coming in with a pair of Tronics. Which I believe was a Dr. Dre album. Hello, I may have a new player for you from my torch. It's Tronic batteries. Thank you, Richard. They're red, they're black, they're halfway down your back. It's Richard's Tronic batteries.
That's nice.
Get in it.
You'd be delighted with that.
Good little song.
It's fucking excellent. Yeah, nice. Richard, they're not new players, I'm afraid.
Piece of shit.
They've been sent in six times previously to this. Mm. The first time that Tronic was sent in was on the 3rd of November, 2019, baby.
Right. Richard's never allowed to listen again. Joe!
At least I hope you enjoyed your song there, Richard.
Found these in my granddaughter's musical book that's at least 10 years old. Hopefully third time's the charm with some really corroded Diane Weir batteries. D-I-A-N-W-A-I.
Sounds like a soul singer.
Diane Weir. They are incredibly corroded. It's left a terrible residue. A rusty residue all over the instructions to said granddaughter's musical book. So, yeah.
And we are the rusty residue of the podcast.
We are the rusty residue.
Joe, they are new players. Congratulations to you. No one has sent in Diane Way batteries before. So well done to you. Great spot. Great submission. We're very, very happy to have you on board.
It's on Diane Way of Life.
Yeah.
That's your own. Chris from Delaware has come in with an email that says, hello, Luke and Pete. Is it? Could it be? Is this a new player in the game? On opening my recently acquired secondhand Electro Harmonix guitar pedal, a Micro Qtron for those curious, I was greeted with this. Electro Harmonics, super heavy duty 9 volt battery. How delightful that these guitar pedals come with a house brand battery. Some research identifies the picture not as retired 80s era wrestler, as the image would lead us to believe, but as Mike Matthews, the founder of Electro Harmonics. The picture is hilarious.
It's amazing.
Because
he looks like Jimmy Savile.
He simply does look like Jimmy Savile. He looks like he's kind of like, it doesn't help the not looking like an 80s wrestler look, no. Or even 70s wrestler look.
He's wearing a cut-off vest.
And he's kind of doing a muscle pose.
I like the fact that you've got your own company making electronic stuff, and you're going to put a picture of yourself on the batteries. That's a nice flex.
That is a nice flex, literally in this case.
So Electro Harmonics Super Heavy Duty. Mm. Weirdly enough, that is the third time they've been sent in.
Right.
Each of the last two were also 9 volts, as this one is. And so it's not a new player, Chris, I'm afraid. But it's very pleasing to hear that some guitar pedals do in fact include a battery, because no guitar pedal I've ever had has included one.
Always 9 volters, aren't they?
Yeah.
That picture of the lead of harmonics on a related tack kind of looks a little bit like Peter Steele.
Who's
from,
that?
From Type O Negative.
Let me have a little Google. I don't really know Pete. I don't really know.
He was a very tall man.
Oh yeah, it does look like him. Yeah, he's a tank.
He was absolutely huge. He's a big muscle man, and he was in.
He's dead now, isn't he?
Yeah, didn't he do a naked shoot in Playgirl?
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
and then he found out that a lot of the main people who bought Playgirl was gay men, and it really upset him.
Surely it doesn't make any difference to him, does it?
I mean,
shouldn't do anyway.
Send your letter to the care of the Male Ego.
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead now. Yeah,
So the guitar pedals, I mean, this will be something of interest to you and to the listenership. Mm. The guitar pedals I use are the Rat, which doesn't come with a battery included, but it's a classic pedal.
The Rat.
Yeah, and a Joyo chorus, analog chorus pedal, which also didn't come with a battery.
What's wrong with those kind of ones that had all the effects? They were always the best, weren't they? Oh, those digital...
Stompbox.
Those kind of like big ones.
Stompboxes are okay as far as that they... If you only play it once a month, they're fine. They don't last very long, though, and every sound in them sounds the same.
Yeah, Zoom. I went through a few Zooms.
Oh, Zoom pads. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
The people who DJ back in the 90s used to use those Zoom pads. They make this sound.
Oh, I mean, they did. Like they did everything, mate.
If you know how to use them.
All the noises.
Oh, keep going.
Awooga, awooga.
Okay, so now you're doing John Fashanu. That's nice. You sound a bit like the start of what song is that? You always do that fucking song, that fucking weird emo song that you like.
What a weird emo song that I like?
Oh, what the fuck is it called?
Yes. How many eps are we in, and we finally stumped Luke Moore?
I'll come back to you.
He's asking me. Oh, just every week these days.
It's like some weird song, Sound of the Wickedness or something like that. You always used to say it. It's like some weird guy shouting it at the beginning.
Sound of the Wickedness.
Oh, I can't remember what it is. It's annoying me.
That sounds wonderful.
Anyway, let me rescue this.
I love the Sound of the Wickedness.
Let me rescue... No, Down with the Sickness. That's it.
That's not emo, is it?
What is it? Yeah, exactly.
That one, yeah.
What is it? What song is it?
It's
who sings it?
Oh fuck! Who sung that? Down with the Sickness.
It's Disturbed, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, Disturbed. What kind of music would you call that then?
New metal, isn't it? Down with the sickness. Yeah. Down with the sickness.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking terrible. Anyway, hello@lukeandpeach.com is the email if you want to send your battery submissions in. We had one new player this week. Always nice to see. Always pleasing. But if you want to send a normal email in as well, you're welcome to. We've had one here from our friend Oz. And Pete, this is a great email. I'm going to read it out to you.
All right.
I don't know if you've already seen it, but I'm going to read it out to you anyway. Hey guys, I emailed back a couple of years ago saying how I listened to the show while going to school for visual effects. So he's studying VFX at school. Well,
let's talk shaders.
I can now proudly say I was listening to the show while I worked doing visual effects on The Last of Us.
Yes!
Mondays and Thursdays are always made better by your nonsense and batteries chat. Glad Peter's okay and the bigger boys are sorting out your place, Luke. Cheers for the laughs. We'll update you on any other big projects you're a small part of, Oz.
Make one of the little mushroom things resembling L and a P?
That'd be great.
You do sometimes see these kind of little Easter eggs and stuff because visual effects guys have... I've done this and that.
Yeah, so season two of The Last of Us, Austin. Presumably your skills are good enough to be retained for season two.
Yeah,
let's not count our chicken. But if they are, because I think the visual effects look amazing, you got to do a Luke and Pete show, not in there.
The thing about visual effects is, like, you can create. I mean, could be a million things he works on. He could be working on.
I looked him up on IMDb, mate.
Powder.
I looked him up.
Explosions. He could be just light. He could be doing all kinds of things rather than actually modelling. But like the people who kind of like model the characters and stuff, they're only one part of the puzzle, and then they'll give it to somebody to light and to animate and stuff like that. And if you might have the more, like, so I'll use an example of a mate who worked on visual effects for film. He made a beautiful, really accurate Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator model, right?
Yeah.
He hands it off. Somebody else lights it, somebody else animates it, somebody else composites it into the scene. And if they do their job incorrectly, the model looks shite.
Yeah, okay.
You know what
right.
I mean?
So you got to hand
it's
it
lit
over,
poorly.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And I looked at Oz and he also worked. He also worked on Star Trek: Strange New Worlds, which the wife I have access to is absolutely obsessed with. She's very excited.
It's good
to hear
stuff.
That.
So I like to think that the brain spores that is the Luke Beach show has helped create visual spores that repeat and infect in The Last of Us.
I thought the most recent Last of Us at time recording was amazing as well.
I've only done the one with the deaf boy.
That is the one.
I thought this is the next one, isn't there? When does it come? What does it come out?
Oh, it came out yesterday.
Okay,
there's a new one that came out yesterday.
Okay, not seen that one.
But
okay,
the Deaf
right.
Boy one is the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's good, that one.
Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant.
Brutal. And what did you
I
think?
Don't remember
of...
that in the game? Oh, I don't remember anything. What's the point in me having all these experiences? I'm just going to forget them. Every film I've ever watched, I've just forgotten. Apart from films I've seen more than once, which is like The Jerk, Virgin Suicides, Fight Club. That's all I got.
Yeah, but you never. It's a nice way to be because you're never going to be bored.
It's a good point. Yeah, but no. But I refused to watch the film twice.
What did you think? Knowingly. What did you think about episode 3? Did it make you did it make you cry big boy tears?
It was good. We spoke about it, didn't we? Like, yeah, it was.
On WhatsApp, we didn't talk about it on here.
Oh,
did we?
I can't remember.
You sent me a mocked up WhatsApp with you crying.
I saw it because in the game, it's quite hard to miss their relationship a little bit. Sorry, it's quite easy to miss their relationship.
Yeah,
it's not overtly.
No, exactly.
Not run down your throat, yeah.
Is, yeah.
Bloody liberals. It's
go won't go broke, mate. That's what I always say.
But I remembered sort of saying that it was at the time, The Last of Us. I think it was a really affecting, interesting image of a relationship because it was so understated and normal
and it's good
and sad.
It's very affecting. I can't believe all the trolls to this show, of which we have a few.
All the trolls.
I've never come up with the Woken Pete show yet.
The Woke and Pete show.
It would work, wouldn't it?
Because I'm the wokest, that's why.
The Woke and Bleat show.
Bleat show, yeah, nice.
You're bleating on.
Did you see this? There's another Luke and Pete show kicking around.
Yeah, I saw you linked it to a YouTube
funny
video.
Funny that.
Yeah. Are they good or not?
They seem like nice lads. I don't know.
They're slag them off.
I can't remember what's actually got. This is all the Luke and Pete having an argument or something. It was something like that. It's the Luke and Pete something or something.
Is that our fault?
What do you mean? No, it's their names, so I mean, what can we do? Yeah,
that's true, actually. Yeah.
Probably has
they've, interesting, they've gone for Luke first as well, because you kicked off about that for a few months, I remember. Arguing that you were the bigger personality, which I agree with, but it's alphabetical.
Yeah, it's a good point. Good point.
On that note, we'll do another one on Monday. Thank you very much for listening to this Thursday. We hope you've enjoyed it. We will, of course, be back, as I've said, the other side of this weekend coming up.
Are you going to open a big box?
Oh, yeah, we are. Actually, our friend Noah sent us some more stuff, so that's exciting. We might even have some more batteries for the battery daddy that he sent us too. So that's also really exciting. Have a lovely weekend. You've almost made it to the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. You'll get there. And on Monday, when it feels a bit depressing because it's a Monday, we'll be there to pick you up again by showing you that our lives are simply worse than yours, therefore making you feel better.
Later, Crypto Kings and Queens.
See you later.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection?
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.